Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. I'm absolutely thrilled to be bringing you another edition of the Interview Hour this morning. And today we have a very, very special guest indeed. Someone who I'm a massive fan of, someone who I've done a couple of videos on YouTube now, and someone whose sound I'm absolutely loving. The brand new album, Man, is out now. Man Like Fioke joins us on the line. How are you doing, sir? Are you good?
I'm good, bro.
It's good to get you on the line, man. Honestly, it's a great pleasure to kind of sit down and have this conversation. So excited to obviously look through the album as well. I want to kind of ask, first of all, before we get into anything else, obviously you are primarily a guitarist. You obviously work in the studio as well. You do a lot of different musical things, but it's the sort of guitarist is kind of what I feel a lot of people see you as. Obviously, over 2021, which was a bit of a bizarre year worldwide, how did you kind of find things? Because obviously you're sort of I suppose main sort of areas are kind of linked to being live and being there in the building, aren't they? So like, how did you find last year?
Yeah, last year I used the whole of last year to build myself, work on my album project. You know, last 2 years was the pandemic year, the COVID-19 year.
Yeah.
So that year was really, really tough. I actually thought about me using the trying to catch up the next year, which was last year. I plan on something huge, and this is the album that I just dropped. So last year, I was trying to recover from the COVID-19 at the same time planning for this year, which is 2022. So last year, I've been doing more of recordings. We were limited to tours, because we didn't do normal tours again like we used to do. The shows, performances on stage were limited because of COVID-19 restriction.
Of course.
I took advantage of that to actually work more in the studio. So while I was preparing for my album, you can see the results right now as we entered 2022, I dropped my album immediately. So it would show that I've been working. My 2021 has been in the studio recording.
100%, man. You can definitely see the results of all of that extra work as well. As we were saying earlier, the actual album itself is it's a stunning body of work. I've really enjoyed listening through it on the show. Obviously, we've been playing a couple of tracks off there, and obviously on the side as well, like covering a fair bit of it on YouTube. When you were kind of sitting down to put together this project, obviously, there's so many different elements to it. Is it, kind of looking back on it now it's out there, was this how you envisaged the final product being?
Yeah, I have so much knowledge about different genres of music, and I'm wide. I didn't want to limit myself to just Nigerian artists. Like, when I'm saying Nigerian artists, I mean like top Afrobeat artists, because Nigeria is like the headquarter of Afrobeat right now. So I think I have so much knowledge about sound. So I decided to cut across different territories. I have some guys from South America, Gene and Alex. I have Mawasama, Tanzania. I have Lyrica from Netherlands. I have Nelson Freitas from Portugal. I have four Ghanaians, Sefa, Jackie, D Black, and Kevin Boy. Then Bilashmoda, Emelade, Ledo, Peruzzi, Rikasani, and then so many of them, Chike. So I would, this kind of artist, I need to understand kind of sound I have to create for them, which was actually very, 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 very key. So if you listen to my album, you could hear sound for everyone. I cut across all genre of music, R&B, jazz, different genre of music, I'll call you later. So I cut across all genre of music, to R&B, to Afropop, and trust me, the feedback that I'm getting from this album is amazing.
100%, mate. Honestly, when I was listening through it, the first thing I thought was the general response was going to be fantastic. And obviously, you're speaking a lot there about the kind of collaborations and the different sorts of different essentially continents at this point that are getting involved in this kind of project. How long, obviously, was it in the works? As you said, you started putting things together in 2021. Like, how long was the overall pulling together process? Because there are so many different kind of things to get sorted out for a project like this.
Yeah, it's around March last year or thereabout. March last year. So let me just say, I started planning about March. Some of the songs I recorded myself didn't make it to the album. I have like other six tracks that didn't make it to the album. So some of them I started around June. you know, working with artists that are under pressure already, trying to be at the top of their game, they still find time to attend to you as a guitarist. It was actually not easy, but my happiness is that good relationship in the past, I've been able to make it possible. And because of my relationship with this artist in the past, I've been in the industry for 14 years now. I've been involved in like 70% of Afrobeat songs that you guys hear since 2010, from the Band Scapegoat to Davido Gobe to Woju. If you check out my catalog, you know that this guy is not just waking up to achieve this. I've been involved in, let me say, 70%. The first major Afrobeat his song I recorded was 2010, and that was like that's what actually broke into the UK American market. Scapegoat by the Bunch, that Kanye West had to jump on as on the remix. So that was my guitar that pushed that song.
Amazing.
So amazing. It took me over 7 to 8 months to finish up this album project.
I mean, you can kind of tell because of just the quality levels that we hear it hitting. It's absolutely crazy. And obviously mentioning there the sort of amount of time you've been involved in the industry, the amount of music you've worked on over the years. Again, the producer in me really wants to ask, like, how do you find it? What's the main difference you find when you're working on stuff that's sort of your own projects and then obviously coming in and working on stuff that would be titled as other people's projects? What's the main difference for you?
To me, I'm not limited to any sound. In this project, I was smart enough not to do everything by myself because I was paying attention to the artist's personality, not just a guitarist, because I have two personalities, guitarist and artist. So artist means releasing a song from your record label, which I own, Fuki Records. Guitarist means being a guitarist on your own record label and being an artist. So I work on different artists send me their songs. Some of the songs can sound like R&B, hip-hop, because Afrobeat is just like the bass. I have other elements playing on Afrobeat. So once someone have R&B, jazz, and this, so it's not left for you to actually understand and spot out these genres so that you know how to approach the dynamics, the choice of melodies, yeah, the don'ts, and the rest. The call and response, you have the rhythm, the kind of rhythm, the kind of tones you're going to use, kind of ambience, the sonics. So all these things, I put them into consideration before I record on songs for artists, and the same thing I do for my own. So I have young producers that they want to work with me. Then I have some top producers like Mastercraft, J. Kublon, JPZoo on this project. So they just sent me the loop of skeletal beats because they know I have music knowledge and direction of what I want to achieve. So I would now sit down and restructure it in the direction that I want. Then from there, I will now look at the particular artist that will fit into the sound, because I know about A&R artists and repertoire. I know each artist to pay to give me the kind of sound and the color and the sonics that I look for. And this is, I feel I'm blessed to have known that, because I've been playing guitar for 22 years. I've been playing with a band. I've played with a rock band, reggae band, Makusa, different genre of music. So it's easier for me to actually spot this kind of genres when I come across sounds.
I mean, listening through it, man, as you're mentioning there, the kind of variations we're getting on the project, and as you mentioned, all the different the way the different artists get involved. One thing I noticed when I was listening through it in its entirety was that everything seemed to fit. You know, every sort of backing, worked with the artist there. Everything seemed to make sense. And obviously, yeah, you've mentioned playing guitar now for 22 years. I have to ask, do you still enjoy playing, or is it? Do you see it like entirely as a work thing now? Or do you still enjoy just the process of playing guitar?
Yeah, guitar is like what I enjoy doing, though I've been trying to balance the business parts of the music, because sometimes when you enjoy yourself, you don't consider you generating something from your craft. It get boring at some point, so I needed to balance it. That's why I decided to take it to another level by just featuring artists so that I can actually generate it, put it on digital platforms to start generating income for myself. Because as long as you're having talents, you need to actually have some fuel, something to fuel the talent. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that passion is there, but you have to eat, you have to make money, you have to buy cars, you have to live well, you have to take care of family. I'm still playing the guitar, so I'm talking to you. Look at my guitar. I'm in the studio.
for those listening in on the audio, I've just seen a very nice looking guitar appear on camera. It's really cool to see you, man. Again, one more question I wanted to definitely ask about the album as well. I always ask this about albums when we're getting people onto the show, just to kind of find out a little bit more about the process again behind projects. The name, man, where did the kind of decision for the name come from?
You know, like I said, I came into the industry here in 2008. I came to a reality show called Star Quest. So I came to that reality show in the house for like 1 month. So after everything, me and my band, the idea about that reality show was bringing 36 people. We're like 12,000 people that went for the audition. They picked 36 contestants. They went into the house and formed 6 bands. So I happened to be among the band that won the Star Quest 2008. I was signed to a record label called Kenny's Music, just 1 year deal contract. From there, I met the band, recorded on Scapegoat's track, then became the band's official guitarist for 4 years. I did Gobe for Davido. I did Oju for Kizania. I do Laye, Kizania. I did Kule Gold, Good Time, Orente, Pick Up, See Me, or Smile For Me, Jeremy. I can name so many hit songs. So I feel like I've grown, I've served, I've contributed Afrobeat's growth. Afrobeat has global audience and recognition now. It's because I'm part of the people that actually made it happen because of my sound. I'm more like the spice and color of Afrobeat. Some of the songs I recorded guitar on, if you pull my guitar out, you understand how empty the sound was. So I'm more like the color and spice of Afrobeat. I felt like I've grown enough to be a man in the industry, in the sense that I know the game now. I've been here for a long time. Then I celebrated my 40th birthday, January 10th. I just decided to name this album Man. Shook is Man.
Yeah, it's a really cool story, man. And again, I've got to say, I'm finding the kind of the history and obviously the kind of the stories. I find it so fascinating to kind of talk for. And I know we've only got you for a short amount of time today, which is a shame. I could sit and listen to this for hours, as I'm sure the listeners could as well. One thing I do want to kind of talk through, though, obviously, we've seen a couple of the music videos land for the project already. Are there any more music videos on the way, or are we going to just kind of wrap this project up now? Basically, is there a lot more?
No. More projects are coming. I'm just watching out for the song that's going to be picking from the album. They will know how to take it off from there. You know, from the 2 songs from the albums are already doing well. The Follow You track with Chika and Jackie is already, as of today, it was number 1 on TikTok Africa. Number 1 at TikTok.
That's like, huge. Congratulations.
I have over 177,000 people jumping on that challenge. Follow You challenge. Then I'm on last week I was top 10 on Billboard chart globally on Thriller. This week I'm on Thriller Spotlight. You know what I'm saying? So then the one with Bilash Mother, the latest video is already making big wave, going viral already. Radios, TVs, everywhere they're playing it, serious airplay massively.
Awesome, man.
So I'm watching out for the next song that I'm going to be pushing. So we're pushing the album now.
Awesome.
Let's see how it goes.
It's really cool to hear, man. Again, I'm looking forward to seeing what else comes from the project. And obviously, what then follows, I'm looking forward to seeing. I want to say a massive thank you for coming on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure to kind of hear the stories and obviously talk through the project as well. Man is out now, my friends. Do go and check it out. Fioke, I want to say thank you. And it's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much for having me too.
Each and every time. So right then, people, keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We're going to jump into a couple of tracks off the album next, and then we're going to get into today's episode of the Dub Shack. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere.
Trickstar Radio.